Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you, my bud.
Yeah, we're 2 days out. You can tell I'm as festive as ever with my attire.
Oh, you've got you, man. You're looking so
jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, with how I'm dressed and how you're dressed, I think it's a tie.
I mean to tell you. Well, you know, I have always said, man, I love the holidays.
Oh, me too.
No excuses. But yeah, I've got this ugly Christmas sweater on. But the thing about this Christmas sweater, which camera are we on today? But but look, it's got a thing in the front where you can put a drink right in the front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, the crazy things we do for these holidays. But I love it. Here, let me just tell you something. Don't want to put the Scrooge on you here, but AAA is preparing for a busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Let me lay it out for you, beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, evening, if you will, through 6 a.m. Monday, December 2nd. The free Tow2Go program will offer impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe way to get to your ultimate destination, just helping you make plans to get home safe. This is the bottom line.
Right.
And if those plans fall through, if you kind of screw up a little bit, you know, but you're smart enough to be able to call somebody to help you, here's the number to call. 855-2-TOW-2-GO. Works out to be 855-286-9246. We're going to be talking about this pretty extensively for the next couple of hours, just letting you know there are options out there. And the option is don't drink and drive. That's the first one.
Yes.
Or don't be impaired and drive or whatever. Don't do it. Just don't do it. So here's what we've done for you. Track this guy down like a dog today. You know you did it. You masterfully got this thing working for me. But AAA's Mark Jenkins is on Pensacola right now, 5:40 this afternoon.
Really?
5:40 this afternoon. He'll be on News Radio 92.3. We tracked him down in Tampa. And so he will join us. But we're going to talk about a lot of really smart things for the holidays. We're going to talk about Tow2Go. We're going to talk about the plans that they have in place. About now they have these charts. You know, AAA for a long time used to put the gas prices, what the lowest gas prices is. Now they have a chart on their website that gives you the prices for electricity in different cities. So you know where to go and to charge your car up.
Right.
They're being very, very, very smart about this whole thing. Anyway, we're going to talk to Mark Jenkins, 5:40 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, you know, you had mentioned cameras earlier, and we're talking about the holiday season and everything.
Yeah.
Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office has purchased more mobile camera units, and they say they'll have them out for the holiday shopping season. Sheriff Chip Simmons says if you do see one of these units at a store, you may want to park right next to it. They're linked directly to the Sheriff's Office Real-Time Crime Center, and Simmons says they currently have five, but they do plan to deploy them anywhere there could be a large crowd.
I love his statement about park next to it. It's
yeah.
the safest place
By
to
all
be
means,
right you, there.
You'll be the safest.
Okay, it is 4:14 News Radio 92.3. Let's get back to normality here. The stocks ending up today rising to more records despite tariffs being proposed by the incoming president-elect Trump. We'll hear more about this, I'm sure. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more on the report.
Another good day on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow set its third straight record close, up 124 points to close at more than 44,860. The S&P 500 up 34. It finished above 6,000 for the first time ever with its 52nd record close of the year. The NASDAQ gained 119. Monday night, President-elect Trump said he'll impose a 25% tax on all products coming into the country from Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Now the question is, could that cost be passed on to consumers? And new home sales down to a two-year low in October, according to the Commerce Department. Sales of newly built homes dropping over 17% last month. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 here. Just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Okay, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of that, your worst looking spot is going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening. Tomorrow, no rain. Had some slight chances this morning, but nothing tomorrow. High of 74, low of 58 once
again. Okay, so there I was, sitting there thinking about how I can help the listeners get to where they're going, whether it be the road, the air travel, buses, whatever.
Right.
So to further solidify our coverage today of Thanksgiving travel, Matt Coughlin, airport director over at PNS, nice guy. He graciously said, sure, love to come on. We'll do Matt at 5:12 this afternoon. So we'll talk about the air travel, what's happening. Was it a big day out at PNS? Any encounters with the new TSA check-through system? And overall, how are we looking for the week for Thanksgiving?
Right.
Some of the things we're covering. Matt Coughlin, coming up. 5:12.
Yeah, very eventful 5 o'clock hour, because I'm going to add to it. At 5:30, we're giving away another pair of Florida State tickets. Got to drop a question for that. I had a pretty easy one yesterday, and it seemed to be very easy because answers flooded in like with the snap of my fingers. So
that's good, though. We want winners.
Yeah, we do want winners. We want participation. So I'm not going to hit you with some obscure question, but I'll think of something. But yeah, that's going to be at 5:30 on News Radio 92.3.
Just exciting day today, I got to tell you.
Yeah, firing on all cylinders here.
Thanksgiving holiday travel expected to be busier than last year. And tell you, Atlanta is a nightmare. Steve Harrigan is there.
TSA expects to screen more than 18 million passengers during the Thanksgiving holiday. In addition to beefing up staffing, some checkpoints will open at 3 a.m. Anyone traveling in the southeast could face delays as airport service workers have gone on strike in Charlotte, a hub for American Airlines. Weather may also cause major travel headaches. A Thanksgiving Day storm could bring heavy snow to parts of New York, New Hampshire, and Maine. TSA says its goal is to get passengers through general screening lines in under 30 minutes and pre-check lines in 10 minutes or less.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
I guess that's a pretty optimistic way of looking at it.
But you see, that was a misleading story, actually, because we broke that story a couple of days ago about the Charlotte thing. About
yes, we did.
Service workers not really affecting the airline workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think originating out of Charlotte, if you're coming out of Charlotte, you might have a problem. Nobody can take your bags with you know to the check-in or whatever, things like that.
Yeah.
But if you're just going through Charlotte, and maybe just changing flights, or it's probably transparent. You probably wouldn't even notice it.
Right. So, yeah, it's definitely something that it's an issue, but hopefully won't be too much of an issue for you.
It's just not one of those issues that they're trying to blow out of proportion.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's strikes going on in Charlotte. Well, yeah, there is, but let me explain.
Right, exactly. And you were talking about Atlanta being kind of rough. Atlanta's always rough when it comes to travel.
Sure. Everything goes to Atlanta.
All righty, 419, we'll take a quick break here. We'll keep with the Thanksgiving holiday season travel theme when we return, because FHP is calling Thanksgiving the most dangerous holiday on the state roads. We got reasons behind that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data revolution?
wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the operations at Waterfront Rescue Mission, including the various elements of what they do to help the homeless population and what that can teach us about what the homeless problem really is. Walmart is backing off of its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And with the Secretary of Treasury nomination of a gay man, some of the liberals on MSNBC are very confused about what they should think. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. You know, it seems like it's been weeks since the Ice Flyers were in town.
Yeah.
They're back in town tomorrow night. It's a Thanksgiving Eve matchup against Huntsville. Greg Harris, their owner, GM, president, big dog, whatever you want to call him. Nice guy.
Guy in charge.
That nice guy down at the Bay Center that owns the team. $5 seats tomorrow night.
Really, not too bad.
$5 seats tomorrow. That is less expensive than one of those $5 cups of coffee you have to subject to.
Yeah, at Starbucks.
I didn't say that now.
I did. I've earned that right. I've given them my business.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
All right, just about 4:24 here.
Buck drop 7:05.
Hinted at this before the break. FHP is calling Thanksgiving the most dangerous holiday on the state roads. More than 4 million residents are expected to travel over the next week, which is about 100,000 more people than last year. Lieutenant Indiana Miranda urging drivers to practice patience, put phones down, make sure vehicles are in working order before hitting the roads. State Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says nearly 70% of crashes took place during the day last Thanksgiving. A majority of the accidents were related to carelessness, aggressive driving, and speeding. Maybe people trying to get to grandma's or get to your aunt's, whoever's hosting.
Absolutely. 4:24, News Radio 92.3. It seems as the military's having a problem with those Ospreys again. They're basically for the Marine aircraft that have a tilt wing situation. Mm. And the Marines used it primarily. But here's why I'm saying this. An Osprey ferrying White House staff members in NYC has been grounded today due to a safety issue. Carmen Roberts has the story from New York.
Witnesses say they saw flames under the right engine as the Osprey carried White House staff and government officials from an event in New York City on Monday. The passengers were removed from the aircraft and transferred to a second Osprey to continue their trip, accompanying President Biden at a Friendsgiving event with members of the U.S. Coast Guard on Staten Island. The Osprey, which flies like both a helicopter and an airplane, has been in more than 21 major accidents over the years. This issue only caused a minor delay for President Biden's return to Washington. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
You see what I'm saying? Here they are. Okay, I'm on this plane. Engine catches fire. We land. Everybody gets off. And then we get back on the same kind of plane a few minutes late. I'm taking a bus.
Yeah.
forget this one.
All righty, 425 here.
It's not happening.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups, maybe on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last but not least, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. But those are just a few of the usual spots that give us trouble. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, and I fibbed earlier, I couldn't read. Not low of 58 on Wednesday, low of 68. So we actually see that low creep up for a day or two, but nonetheless, should be pretty moderate weather.
Hey, but Chris, I've got you a window seat, man. You get this great airplane you can fly. No, that ain't happening. Sad story to pass along to you. Anytime when it affects pets and animals, it breaks my heart. A Virginia animal rescue pilot has died in a plane crash while traveling with rescue dogs.
The plane, flying from Maryland, went down in New York State's Catskill Mountains, said the Greene County, New York Sheriff's Office. Pilot Soo Kim was behind the controls of the Mooney M20J. The 49-year-old and one of the dogs died. A second pooch suffered two broken legs. The third dog had minor injuries, said officials, who sent the pair to the vet. Authorities said visibility was poor, and Kim had requested a change in altitude due to turbulence shortly before the crash. He was a volunteer for Pilots and Paws, an animal rescue organization, and earned his private certificate 4 years ago. CJ Papa, Fox News.
You know, let me ask you this, Chris, because I'll try to kind of get a bit more uplifting. Have you ever been a goer of Busch Gardens?
I have been there.
Yeah. Have you been to the one in Tampa Bay?
That's what I'm talking about.
All righty. Well, they will have to pay more than $8 million to a Florida family. The Hillsborough County family filed a lawsuit against the theme park after a child was injured back in September of 2022. The case accused Busch Gardens employees of leaving the doors of the Stanleyville Theater open, which led to the victim wandering inside and getting on a trampoline. The boy eventually fell off of it, resulting in several lacerations and the loss of his kidney function. A Tampa Bay jury recently awarded the victim's family the $8 million verdict for his injuries after they declined a settlement from the park.
I hate it, don't you? I mean, you have to. Those are just gut-wrenching type of stories.
I mean, and loss of kidney function? I mean, I understand being scraped up quite a bit, but my gosh.
I gotcha. Thinking about having to pay a little more this Thanksgiving for the food you're about to consume on Thursday? Well, high inflation continuing to strain the budgets of many local households this Thanksgiving. New report by Lending Tree finds that the cost up about 19% from a year ago. On average, Thanksgiving dinner hosts plan to spend $431 on food, drinks, and decor for the celebration. Now, 60% of the respondents said inflation has impacted their plans for celebrating the holiday. 27% saying they'll change food choices. 26% turning to coupons more. 9% declining to host due to the cost in future years.
Mm. All right.
Scrooge.
I mentioned this earlier to you, Chris, and it didn't really set in until we were talking about it, but Election Day was already 3 weeks ago. Today marks three weeks.
I said something like, November's almost gone.
Yeah, it's flown by.
I want to know what happened to May.
Yeah, mentally, we're still in April right now.
Are we still in May?
Well, the thing is, if you are someone who voted for Kamala Harris and you just can't wrap your mind around the result, because there are a lot of people on social media who seem to feel that way, perhaps I can provide some closure for you. A new poll shows that despite VP Harris's loss, she received more votes for president than her Democratic alternatives likely would have. The Say 24 and YouGov reports that 46% of voters said they voted for Harris, but put in a hypothetical matchup with other Democrats, the party would have lost by a larger margin. For example, Democratic governors Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan and Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania would have garnered 38% and 37% respectively. So if you're looking at Harris thinking, oh my God, what went wrong? It seems like it was a problem bigger than Harris.
Don't you get tired of the whole future of the country dependent on 7 or 8 states?
Yes.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's what really just
That's probably one reason why the Electoral College has
and when you give numbers out like that, what am I going to go to? And you know what I'm going to say. Sample base.
Exactly. So who knows where this is coming from?
Yeah, who knows how many people they asked?
Yeah, some states are louder than others.
23 sure. people over there and 20 of them said we agree to vote for what's going on.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Bergotti. A federal appeals court has dismissed the classified documents criminal case against President-elect Donald Trump. Today's ruling means both federal prosecutions against the president-elect, classified documents, and election interference are now dismissed via court orders. The election interference case out of Washington, D.C. was dropped yesterday. Israel and the terror group Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire in southern Lebanon, brokered by the U.S. President Biden says the ceasefire is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
What is left of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations will not be allowed. Well, I emphasize, will not be allowed to threaten the security of Israel again.
The president says he'll also push for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, where fighting continues between the IDF and the terror group Hamas. America is listening to Fox News.
Chris Sekonis with Your Money Now. It was another record day on Wall Street today. At the closing bell, the S&P 500 set a new record after climbing by 34 points. The Dow also set a new record after gaining 123. The Nasdaq finished up 119. President-elect Donald Trump's latest tariff proposal could potentially raise inflation. A Goldman Sachs estimate said the tariffs could increase core inflation by 0.9%. On Monday, President-elect Trump proposed 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% tariff on goods coming in from China. Amazon workers in over 20 countries, including the U.S., are reportedly planning to strike and hold protests between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Despite the potential strike, Amazon shares closed up 3.1% ahead of the start of the holiday shopping season. Abercrombie & Fitch raised its full-year guidance and said it's expecting a strong holiday shopping season. Shares are down 5.1%. U.S. oil futures fell for a second straight day, now back under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Ravens smothered the Chargers last night in the second half, but let's not overreact to it. Baltimore has an unbelievable 1-2 punch in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and are probably the third best team in the AFC. But until Baltimore gets the job done in the postseason, I'll continue to raise an eyebrow when it comes to actually believing that this year will be different for the Ravens than the last few seasons. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters, family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate, professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The band was called Wild Cherry, and they were a funky band. They get your funk on, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Really something. Hey, Chris Bryan here, Austin Price in Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Tuesday drive home. Thanks for letting us jump in that car with you. We do appreciate that. Very interesting things coming up this 5 o'clock hour. Let me just quickly recap. Matt Coughlin from the airport director at PNS going to talk to us about what kind of day was it? Was it a busy day? What can we expect through Monday, December 2nd, when that's when everybody comes back from the Thanksgiving holiday? So we'll talk to Matt about that. He comes up at 5:12, and then at 5:40, Mark Jenkins from AAA, he's a big dog at AAA, is going to join us. We're going to dissect all the programs that will help you get home safely this Thanksgiving holiday.
And at 5:30, we've got that pair of Florida State tickets. Good. So, yeah, we've got a loaded 5 o'clock hour.
Busy hour. Do want to kind of touch on some of the NFL activity that transpired and some things that are going on around the league that you need to know about. Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Gardner Minshew is out for the season with a broken collarbone. Tell me about him. Is he a pretty good player?
Who did you say that was again? I wasn't listening.
Not very good player. Okay, Gardner Minshew.
He can be good. Okay, he's a fan favorite.
The pregnant pause says it all. He's not worth a darn. Okay, Fox's Bob Martelli has more on it.
Minshew suffered the injury late in Sunday's loss to the Denver Broncos. The Raiders have dropped 7 straight games. They're just 2-9 this season. Coach Antonio Pierce has yet to name a starter for Friday's game against AFC West rival Kansas City. Backup quarterback Desmond Ridder replaced Minshew after the injury. He completed 5 of 10 passes for 64 yards. Ridder joined the team last month after being signed off Arizona's practice squad. Aiden O'Connell has missed a few games with a fractured thumb. Coach Pierce says he would want to make sure O'Connell could grip the ball without pain. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Okay, some of those guys are either, you know, like Gardner Minshew, he has spent a good deal of his time as a backup. But then you got someone like Aiden O'Connell, who, I mean, he's a rookie anyway, I believe, ain't he? He may be a second
where
year.
Where did I hear the name Ridder? Was he once with the Saints?
What was his first name?
I don't know. Ridder.
Ridder. That name does sound familiar.
He came in as a quarterback situation for somebody. But anyway, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I want to say O'Connell.
He was signed on. He came off the Arizona list, and they picked him up. But I think he played for the Saints.
Yeah, no. You know, I said O'Connell was a rookie. I think he's a second year. But the bottom line is, it's like he doesn't have a ton of experience, right, and he's dealing with that injury that they're talking about. So, yeah, the Raiders especially are really at their wits' end when it comes to some of those guys in their quarterback room.
So what did you think about the Ravens-Chargers game last night?
It was a pretty darn good game. And you expect it to be between those two. First of all, both the Ravens and Chargers entered that game with 7 wins apiece. And, you know, those guys have the Harbaughs, John and Jim, they have a rivalry that reaches back, of course, to it culminated in Super Bowl 47. That was one heck of a game, too.
Yes, this is the way they framed it. It was the battle of the Harbaugh brothers.
John Harbaugh has now beaten his brother Jim in all three of their NFL encounters. The Ravens improved to 8-4 by defeating the Chargers 30-23. Lamar Jackson tossed two touchdown passes. The first went to Rashad Bateman to cap a 93-yard drive late in the first half. Baltimore kept that drive alive by converting on 4th-and-1 from its own 16-yard line. Justice Hill added a TD with a 51-yard score in the fourth. The Ravens have won 8 of their last 10, while the Chargers' four-game winning streak came to an end. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Yeah, it was one heck of a game. Chargers are a good team. They were kind of floating under the radar. I think this, especially being at home, was their chance to kind of bounce back and, you know, show, hey, listen, we're not just some team who's floating around here. We are for real in the AFC. You lose that game at home, it's not a good look.
Yeah, but I got to say, I'm not sure what Ravens team shows up from week to week.
Well, I know they struggle with the Steelers and they struggle with the Chiefs. In the Lamar era, they've struggled with those two teams. But outside of that, they're a pretty darn good team in the regular season. It's just making a push into playoffs that's always their problem. So if you want to know if the Ravens are the same old, or if there's something different this year, wait till January.
One thing I enjoy watching is Derrick Henry just mow down everybody.
He's phenomenal.
He is amazing. It's like he is like a truck.
Yeah.
I think he's like 6'4". 240 or something. I mean, this guy is a bulldog. I had a chance to meet Mack Brown once in my life when he was coaching Tulane University over in New Orleans. Seemed to be a real nice guy. He's, he's part of a major shakeup at UNC. Fox's Jared Max has the story for us.
The University of North Carolina announced that head football coach Mack Brown will not return next season. 73-year-old College Football Hall of Fame coach will be on the sidelines for Saturday's regular season finale against NC State. No word if Brown would also coach in a bowl game. Yesterday, he had stated he intended to return next season, as he has 3 years left on his contract, which now will be paid for by the school's athletic department, not state funds. In a statement, Brown expressed, "While this was not the perfect time, Ed Way, in which I imagined going out, no time will ever be the perfect time." This was Mack Brown's second coaching stint at North Carolina, the school's all-time leader in coaching wins. He was with the Tar Heels for 16 seasons in all. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know why you would confirm. Hey, listen, we're going to can that guy. I don't know why you would do that so late in the season. Just wait until the season pans out. However, I read a headline that described it as just a day after saying he'd be back. Like Max said that he would be back next year. They said, no, we're firing you. So maybe they wouldn't have rushed that announcement if he didn't say that. I don't know. Bottom line is, Mac, the experiment didn't work. North Carolina was never a great team. They were simply good. And when you're in a weak conference and you've got some of the QBs and running backs that have come and gone, you got to be able to take advantage. And North Carolina just hasn't even come close to doing that.
Well, it appears, Austin, a lot of these DEI politics that a lot of major corporations had snuck into their HR directory and kind of manipulated that in there. Well, it looks like it's unraveling. In fact, here's an example for you. Walmart rolled back its DEI policies and has become the latest company to make changes to its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Walmart officials confirm it will not renew a racially equity center. They created that back in 2020 after the murder of George Floyd. The company also said it would no longer participate in an annual benchmark index from LGBTQ+ advocacy group. And the human rights campaign associated with that. So disassociating themselves with a lot of controversy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this it just kind of points towards a bigger issue that you often hear with corporations, and I'm not trying to point the finger at Walmart about this, but a lot of people kind of roll their eyes or they scoff when corporations really push a DEI thing because it seems so disingenuous. It seems kind of hollow. And I think this proves it. You know, they went through that phase and now they're dialing back on it. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, still got some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and a little bit on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Last major spot's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, Going to be not much warmer, but the low is going to be significantly higher. High of 74, low of 68. Mostly sunny day throughout and kind of a cloudy Wednesday night.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Doctors and consumer advocates are sounding the alarm about dangerous Christmas toys. One of the biggest dangers for kids is choking. Dr. Jasmine Patterson runs the pediatric emergency room down at Tampa General.
If you can fit anything down a simple toilet paper tube, it can fit inside your child's mouth and get stuck in their airway and potentially lead to them choking.
And just before the holiday shopping season, consumers just need to be aware of those products they purchase. Tammy Trujillo has more on the story.
Dr. Jasmine Patterson runs the pediatric emergency room at Tampa General Hospital and says one of those dangers for very small children is choking.
If you can fit anything down a simple toilet paper tube, it can fit inside your child's mouth and get stuck in their airway and potentially lead to them choking.
Other issues raised by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group in its Trouble in Toyland report involve toys connected to the internet that could violate children's privacy and toys being shipped directly from China without going through U.S. safety inspections. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
All righty. Thank you very much, Tammy. Also, just speaking of things to be aware of during the holiday season with all this gift given, cyber scam artists are busy this time of year all over the country. Crime experts say the holidays are prime time for everything from fake tech support calls to phishing to cyber threats. They say to think before you click suspicious links or emails. Do you know the sender? If not, very simple. Don't open it. And of course, you already know the adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So we're being told to be cautious about emails advertising incredible deals, prizes, sweepstakes, urgent delivery notices, fake charities, threats to pay up your utilities. And that's the thing. You'll always see this stuff about, oh, well, your package, it can't be delivered because you didn't enter this in. Listen, 9 times out of 10, that is fake. Okay.
It is fake.
Yeah. Even if you have outstanding packages that need to be delivered, just you'll get something about the USPS, and most of the time, it's not even real. And if you're concerned, call USPS. Call whoever you need to call.
And they usually leave a notice on your door.
That too.
If there's a problem.
Yes.
You know, and not, I don't think they're going to email you on that stuff. I know they're not. But big problem, though.
Yeah, for sure.
The one I've gotten recently is the one saying, we are holding your package at the FedEx department, and you need to click this link to confirm. On whose life am I going to? You think I'm going to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, especially in this era, a lot of these companies and corporate entities know not to pursue you that
way. One thing I am not, stupid.
Yes. I may be an idiot, but I'm not stupid.
That's exactly right.
Instagram's Threads platform has gained almost 35 million new users this month. Meta has been trying to lure in users leaving X since Elon Musk's takeover of what used to be Twitter and keep an edge over a similar new platform called Blueski. Never heard of that. Threads growth rate spiked this month with 15 million users signing up between November 1st to the 14th.
You've heard it. Of course, it's that new State Farm insurance commercial with Andy Reid, Blueski, Blueski.
Yeah, I guess I've heard of it that way.
You know the spot I'm talking about.
It's no, hilarious. Actually,
Patrick
I don't.
Mahomes.
Well, you're going to have to be more specific because those guys are in every Allstate or State Farm.
These are the ones with Reid and Blueski.
Ah, gotcha.
You would know what I'm talking about. Thanksgiving holiday. Air travel could bring flight delays or cancellations. New rules could mean faster refunds if that indeed happens. Tanya J. Powers has an explanation for us.
New Department of Transportation rules put in place this year by the Biden administration mean less hassle getting cancellation compensation from airlines. As of last month, airlines are now required to provide automatic refunds to passengers if their flight is canceled or significantly changed. The rules also define significant delay for the first time and include uncontrollable factors like weather. Baggage delays are also eligible for refunds under the new rule, along with in-flight services a passenger paid for but didn't get, like Wi-Fi. For more information on the refund regulations, go to transportation.gov. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And new home sales plunged to a two-year low in October. Government figures show sales of new single-family houses fell to an annual rate of 610,000 units last month. That's a 17% drop from September's revised rate, and analysts say recent hurricanes in the South were a major factor. The average sales price for a new home in October was $545,800.
And if you are a home buyer or a home seller, this might be of interest, and you are watching those mortgage numbers today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed little lower at 6.93%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.35%.
All righty, 450 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you, including Dan Schneider serving a defamation suit to Warner Brothers Discovery and the Quiet on Set producers. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org. Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Yeah, we're cruising with you. Thanks for letting us ride along in that car today. It's always nice to be in there. So many things going on. We got some great interviews coming up here during the 5 o'clock hour you need to be aware of. But this situation seems to be, maybe it's just me, but I want your take about the transgender San Jose player. This thing is starting to really grab some traction.
Yeah.
Not only on the West Coast, but now it's starting to grab traction all across the country. Let me just explain. A new court challenge unfolding over a transgender volleyball player at San Jose State University, getting a lot of attention here this afternoon. Fox's Claudia Cohen has more from Sausalito, California.
The plaintiffs, who lost a round in federal district court yesterday, are now appealing to a higher court to try to keep San Jose State University, and in particular, one of its players, out of the Mountain West Conference tournament, which begins tomorrow. After an emergency hearing last week, a federal judge in Colorado ruled that under NCAA and Mountain West Conference rules, Blair Fleming is eligible to play women's collegiate volleyball, even though Fleming, according to court filings, is a male who identifies as a transgender female. In a federal lawsuit, a dozen volleyball players from five schools that refused to play against the Spartans claimed policies that protect Fleming violate their Title IX rights. But the judge disagreed.
Well, Chris, you and I have said, I absolutely noticed that this is gaining more and more traction because you and I have discussed this is going to snowball into something bigger than it was, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And here's where it's going, though. Now they're the people that are behind the movement to eliminate any males transgender playing in women's sports like this. You know, now it's getting the traction on that side. Like, why are the women advocates not supporting these women volleyball players?
Right.
Where is their support for the women? And they're not getting it. And that's what I think that they're kind of inching away at slowly. inching away at. But anyway, we're gonna we're at the tip of the iceberg on this one. I can see a long road coming here. Speaking of long roads, let me just drop this in here real quick. Greg Harris, Ice Flyers owner, general manager, and all. $5 tickets tomorrow night. Huntsville's in town. The Havoc. Puck drop 7:05, and you can get in that darn game for $5.
All right.
Greg's crazy.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Just same problems we've been touching on. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We've got some on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 73 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, not going to be much warmer, at least during the day, high of 74. But the low is going to ramp up a bit, low of 68. But it should be a sunny and throughout the evening, mostly cloudy day.
Did you see rain this morning?
I did not.
Okay. I had a little bit of rain in Gulf Breeze this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock hour or something like that, but it was really
standard
quick.
Showers.
Boom, out of there, and see, just enough to mess my car wash.
Just enough to ruin my morning.
You know, I was debating on this story when I was thinking about scripting it out here, but because I thought, I'm not going to know one artist in this whole award show. And I'm talking about the 2024 Billboard Music Award nominees have been revealed. I bet you I don't know. After we do the story, let's see how many I actually knew on this.
I'll count as well.
Okay. Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The 2024 Billboard Music Awards finalists have been announced.
Something in the orange.
Zach Bryan leads with 18 awards and 21 entries. Then Taylor Swift.
It's me.
The most decorated female Billboard Music Awards artist of all time is a finalist in 16 categories and 17 total entries. Morgan Wallen, who won the most BBMAs last year, this year celebrates 15 finalist entries in 13 categories, including 5 for I Had Some Help with Post Malone.
I had some help.
And Sabrina Carpenter has 9 entries, including top female artist against Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and SZA. Swift and Drake are currently tied for the most BBMA wins by any artist with 39 each. Hosted by actress and comedian Michelle Buteau, the award show is set to air December 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Amazon Fire TV channels. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Three. Okay. I knew all of them. The only one I did not know was the host, Michelle Buteau. Don't know who that is.
Did Taylor Swift ever come off that Heroes tour?
the Eros tour? I'm not sure.
Away.
that was huge. Hinted at this before the break. Dan Schneider serving a defamation suit to Warner Brothers Discovery and the Quiet on Set producers. The docuseries, of course, interviewed Nickelodeon stars and crew, alleging that minors were treated inappropriately on TV sets that Schneider ran. An L.A. judge dismissed a Warner Brothers attempt to have the lawsuit thrown out, and the ruling says that Schneider is not filing the lawsuit to harass defendants, but rather says it's valid because the documentary is focused on his actions, and viewers may reasonably conclude that they make damning implications about his conduct. Yeah, this is, first of all, something that was very upsetting to my generation because I grew up watching a lot of Dan Schneider shows, and Drake Bell from Drake and Josh was one of the most prominent figures in all that, and he was one of the leading voices on Quiet on Set, so it was a very upsetting thing to hear about all this stuff going on, and Schneider has had a pretty questionable reputation for years now, but apparently he's taking a stand.
I still don't know who he is.
I think he was on a show back in like the 80s. He was like a younger actor on a show back in the 80s, but he's far more well known for what he's produced for kids shows now.
Okay.
In the last 20 years. He's got a questionable rep.
All right. Fraud, a terrible word, and that's the word we're going to talk about here this holiday season. Please be aware of this. Growing number of shoppers just falling victim to fraud this holiday season. You can prevent this stuff. 82% of shoppers have been exposed to some type of fraud. 35% of shoppers experience fraud when they make a purchase from an online ad. You got to be careful. The safest way to shop online during the holidays, use the credit card. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Use the credit card. However, 70% of consumers still plan on using the debit card, which has no recourse and cannot protect you whatsoever.
Yes. And I'm not going to lie.
It's your choice.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of doing that before. But do not follow my example.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
I was talking to the listener, not you.
Contraire.
Yeah, believe me, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, my goodness. All righty, you've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 5 o'clock hour rundown of everything happening in your world today coming up in about 10 minutes, and we've got quite a hefty hour.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.